the Jody Seeley Show podcast. Our next conversation, our next COVID conversation, is none other than the internationally renowned motivational speaker of Chris Cook joins us on the show. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Jody. How's it going?
Well, I get to talk to you. It's a good day.
Thank you.
I always try to find the blessings.
I promise
that's not lip service. If someone isn't familiar with Chris Cook, you can find out more information about what he does and what he's done around the world by checking out If I Can. And if you're not watching the video version of this episode, you might wonder what his shtick is. And that is, Chris, that you are what is, I don't know if it would be labeled or called, a quadruple amputee. So what does that mean to people?
Yeah, that, who have I honestly, in today's society of political correctness, I don't even know what I should properly be referring to myself as. Limb different, I don't know. Yeah, I was born missing arms and legs. And yeah, I guess, like painting a mental picture, it seems like life would be pretty tough, but it's been the absolute opposite. I mean, you and I grew up together and, you know, I did everything everybody else was doing as a kid and still to this day.
Well, I mean, you say you do everything we did as a kid or now, I think you do more than the average person actually, but that's sort of, I guess, maybe where some of the inspiration for If I Can came from, is that, did you want to show people that you can do it too, or where does that sort of stem from?
Yeah, it obviously, I mean, If I Can is to encourage people to get out and do all the things that they talk about doing, dream about doing, think about doing, and just go for it. But it's turned out to be a great way to just go out there and be adventurous myself. It's been a great platform to, you know, constantly have new adventures and challenges and stuff to talk about. So yeah, whether it be, you know, trying to go skydiving or bungee jumping or just traveling the world or just living a happy, positive life.
Now, did you ever think, if you think back to like the, when we were kids and the, what do I want to be when I grow up scenario, did you ever picture, you know, speaking to crowds across the world, or did that just kind of happen?
Both, I guess. You know, when I was younger, I was asked to speak at local schools and Rotary clubs and stuff like that. And, you know, as I got older, you know, when I was going to university and beyond that, people say, you should be a motivational speaker. You should be a motivational speaker. And I thought, you know, everything I'd done up to that point, working on the farm or, you know, snowboarding or whatever, it's like everybody in Nanton goes out to Fernie or up to Sunshine, and everybody in Nanton helps out on their parents' farm or the grandparents' farm or whatever. So I didn't really think what I was doing was that exceptional. And then it was after I did a solo trip around Europe for about 3 months that I thought, hey, that's kind of a neat jumping point to tell my whole story. I have mad amount of respect for somebody who has the courage to just drop everything and go travel in that capacity. And so after that, it just, I felt that all the other things that I had done were pretty cool. And I guess essentially doing what I'm doing as a motivational speaker, I'm in sales and I'm selling myself. And if you're not, you know, fully believing in the product, people are going to sniff out the BS and not buy it. So, yeah, it's been a fun, somewhat unexpected ride, I guess.
Well, and I think too, it sort of paves the incredible support that you had growing up. Cause I know we were, like you said, childhood friends. We spent every waking moment, I think, together as kids, and it never fazed to any of us that you were a kid without arms and legs. You were just Chris, and it just what it was. We never really saw it either, but you probably, as you ventured out into the world outside of the, what we'll call the Nanton bubble, people probably were a lot more shocked by you than those of us who grew up with you.
Yeah. I mean, I've never blended into a crowd ever, for the most part, but, you know, in Nanton, I was just another one of the kids in town. And I couldn't have asked for a better place to grow up. I couldn't have asked for a better family. I couldn't have asked for a better community and friends and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, once I got out of Nanton and started traveling more and living up in Calgary and then eventually out in Ottawa and beyond, yeah, it was, you know, people just doing something as simple as eating a sandwich at a restaurant, be like, oh, that is so amazing. Like, I'm just eating a sandwich. But I mean, there's a lot of inspiration and power that people gain just by seeing somebody in a situation that they might see would be or deem as very challenging or difficult or whatever. And you know, I'm a happy-go-lucky person, usually have a smile on my face, and people get a lot out of something just that simple.
Well, and I think too, they take a moment and appreciate something that is as simple as us of drinking an energy drink becomes different for you. And I think people have a hard time sort of wrapping their brain around that. And it's pretty cool at the end of the day. Cause if you think, if someone listening is going, okay, imagine you didn't have arms and you didn't, like, how do you do the simple everyday things that everybody Absolutely. Else is doing? You just have found a way.
Well, and one of the comments I've got from a lot of people is, you know, if I was ever in that situation, I don't think I'd be able to do it. And my answer to that is absolutely you would be able to. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. The abilities that we have as individuals is incredible. It's just a matter of believing in those abilities and just going out there and doing it. So, you know, back again to, I don't think what I'm doing is all that exceptional, but I think it's pretty cool that other people think that. And so I'm just going to keep pushing myself and challenging myself and do those things, hopefully accomplish those things that I think are pretty freaking awesome.
Have you had moments over the years where it does get the best of you, where the positivity and the pieces that you just, like you said, adapt to and do, where have you had those moments where you're like, I would just like to say, screw it to this. I don't want to do this anymore.
Absolutely. We all have those moments. Anybody that says that they haven't or they don't is lying. I've had those moments, stretches, funks, or whatever you want to call them, where doubting myself, doubting my abilities, doubting what I'm doing. Or, you know, sometimes you just wake up in the morning and you just stop feeling it. And you just don't really want to have to face the day. You just rather hole up in the basement and watch Netflix and or skip the dishes. Yeah. But unfortunately, life doesn't wait. So you have to go out there and you have to face life. And I find, honestly, you know, the days where I'm just really not feeling it and I force that smile on my face and I head up the street to the grocery store or whatever, more often than not, you run into somebody that says, hey, no, I seen you slugging through the snow and I thought that's pretty cool and just really made my day. And then that turns your day around and just kind of builds from there.
Whereas really you want to be like, well, dude, pick me up and give me a lift. Like, yeah. Yeah, right. Me slugging through the snow. Put me in your backpack, man. Like,
you get to Safeway there. Can I just give you my list and my bank card and I'll go back home? Yeah,
like, help a brother out for real. Yeah. They'll just give me a compliment. But so during this time of us being in COVID, I thought too, having a COVID conversation with you is your livelihood, your kind of your realm right now has been taken out from underneath you, like many people. And so you're not able to travel or speak to groups. And how's that going?
It's been a challenge. And like you said, everybody's going through challenging times. I mean, I grew up helping out on my grandpa's farm and I still do help out with Sears and Nanton with their stuff. And I do have that option, but my main meal ticket, doing presentations is, yeah, that carpet has been ripped right out from underneath me big time. It would have been kind of the window between March 9th to March 13th, 14th, where my schedule basically went from being quite busy to absolutely empty till basically the end of September for now. I mean, there might be some stuff that comes in earlier and it might get pushed back later. Or it might stay the same. I don't know. And I think that's one of the things that's so challenging about this is there's so many unknowns. But yeah, so to see my revenue stream get absolutely destroyed, it's been a challenge. And yeah, there were some days where, you know, I was really looking for reasons to put a smile on my face. And you know, it's tough. I'm a very social person, so I'm one who's going to go out on my board and get together with friends and and cheer myself up and cheer one another up. And that isn't an option. I mean, yeah, there's Zoom meetings and house party and FaceTime and stuff like that, which is great, but it's not quite the same. That person to person, you know, energetic exchange that you get by being there in the flesh is tough to replace.
Absolutely. So some of the cool things, like outside of traveling, like you alluded to before, you also took it upon yourself in your life to do marathons, which also kind of sounds a little bit crazy when you think of, okay, there's someone without limbs doing a marathon. How did you get into this?
Yeah. So I used to wear artificial legs. And then about 9 years ago, I started, just kind of accidentally wound up using a longboard or a skateboard as my primary means of mobility. And so when I started with that, it was kind of like, all right, well, I can go farther, easier. And I decided, you know, let's put a marathon on the bucket list. And I've ended up doing 9 now. I was hoping to do the Calgary Marathon here at the end of May, but that's pushed back till I don't know when, but that'll be should end up being my 10th full marathon. But yeah, it's just, again, another challenge, good excuse to try and stay in shape. And yeah, just the whole running community, you know, the marathon atmosphere the day of is pretty cool. Everybody's so supportive, whether it be your elite runners that are qualifying for Boston or your 6-hour marathoners that are dressed up in goofy outfits, just, you know, running, walking, and having a good time. It's everybody's pushing one another and cheering one another on. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Another great thing, if people choose to follow your social media, which I would recommend them do, is you always put something funny on every Friday. I mean, you have a pretty good sense of humor most of the time, but you try to channel it a lot for your Friday funnies. And those have been pretty entertaining, because you end up having some pretty fun experiences. Like, most of them are things that have happened to you per se, as opposed to just a joke or something, if that
makes sense. Yeah, they're all, a lot of them are based on things that have actually happened, or just kind of taking my twisted, demented sense of humor and putting it on display. And I'm a firm believer, if you can't laugh at life, what can you laugh at? And I think humor is huge, and especially in a time like now, to be able to try and find the positives or find the funnies or whatever, and kind of turn what could be a fairly crappy day into a decent day or even a great day. And so, since, you know, we're in this COVID-19 coronavirus thing, I've ramped up doing those videos, and kind of every other day, give or take.
So can you give us a couple of examples of some that you've done? We could use a laugh right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess the day I was born, my grandma's reaction to hearing that I was born missing arms and legs was to say that my dad never finished anything he started. So that's, you know, I always lead every presentation off with that little bit. But I, even just taking questions that I'm often asked, you know, how do you shave or how do you eat or whatever, and doing a sort of a demonstrational video, but adding humor into there too. So the one that I did today, I was showing people how I eat. So I can use a spoon just as is, but I also have a little cuff that I use to hold the spoon, and it's better if you watch the video. And I finished it off by putting a little Lucky Charm marshmallow on the end of the spoon and flipping it up in the air and catching it with my mouth. So yeah, just cheesy stuff like that.
Yeah. Just have a little bit of fun with it. Well, and I feel like one of the ones that I laughed pretty hard at that I knew you would do, just knowing you, was at the beginning when you sort of made a joke of,
well, the hand washing.
The hand washing.
Yeah. Well, that one I wanted to pretend that I was doing a very serious hand washing tutorial, and, you know, you're gonna wash 20, 30 seconds or whatever and get in between your fingers and both sides of your hands and underneath your fingernails and stuff like that. And I managed to do it with a straight face the whole way through. Yeah. And the other one I got to put it up on this Friday is talking about how I finally was able to get some toilet paper at the grocery store, and to say that it cost me an arm and leg was a colossal understatement. So yeah, it's just
little things like that are pretty fun. Do you have, if you look back at some of the things you've got to do? Is there, I mean, I know that there's so many, so maybe I put you on the spot when I ask this, but do you have one that sort of stands out as your most memorable highlight thus far?
Yeah, you're right. There's been a lot. One of the ones that really jumps out is I did the Edmonton Marathon last summer, and I was raising money for the War Amps Child Amputee Program. And one of the little girls who's part of the program, her name is Melania, and she's six now. And I've known her since she was about 3 years old. She was on a little pink Barbie doll skateboard the first time I met her at a CHAMP seminar. And so we became fast friends over the skateboard, longboard commonality. But so when I posted that I was going to do the marathon and raising money for the War Amps, her mom showed her, and Melania said, "I want to do the marathon too." And I was like, "Okay, marathon's quite a long distance." And so I want to do it. So they talked her down to doing just the 5K. So I did the Edmonton Marathon. When I finished the full, I went back around and I finished the 5K with her. And I don't know, just crossing the finish line with her, you know, at 6 years old, doing a 5K. I mean, she finished way faster than a lot of the people with limbs. And I was just, that was really cool. Like I don't know, still warms my heart.
It's pretty darn cool at the end of the day. And I think that, I don't know if we ever jump into the world wanting to be somebody who inspires somebody else, or if we really put that into perspective. I think it happens a lot. But when you sort of get that moment really fed back to you that you have been a tool, for lack of a better word. That
you just called me a tool. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it nicely for so long. Yeah. You are this tool that the universe has used to inspire other people. And that's pretty cool.
No, joking aside, it is pretty neat, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else. And you know, I don't see it as pressure as so much as just an opportunity to keep making the most of life.
Keep on being a tool. We are so glad.
Yeah. My goal is to be the biggest tool possible.
the best tool in the toolbox of life. I don't know. I got nothing there, but
it works out
really good. But I appreciate you taking some time out of your really busy schedule these days of not wearing pants and watching Netflix and drinking.
Yeah, it was tough to try and carve out enough time to sit down and do this conversation. But yeah, I was able to kind of push back my first nap, and the nap before that.
I appreciate that.
Made no sense at all. Yeah. But anyways.
Well, we always dreamed that we'd have a radio show together, so maybe it could still happen. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good times.
Yep.
Good times. I'm still trying to get my mom to find. We did a Facebook Live together, an Instagram Live a couple weeks ago, and we talked about this photo that we had from childhood of you from a play we did. So we're still trying to track the baby bunting outfit down for your people to see. You
know, if we would have grown up in the age of social media and technology where everybody has a video camera on their phone, I would love to have seen that whole play.
I don't remember a lot of the actual plays themselves, just the process of leading up to, but we were a creative crew. I don't know.
I would also like to see the video of my attempt to try and ride the wagon down the hill too.
I know. There's so many things.
And before it ended badly. Or the electric fence.
Or the electric fence. There's so many things. The trampoline. Our life on the trampoline.
Yes.
My favorite. We'll just leave it at that. But before we let you go, all of our COVID conversations end with our hashtag Corona Confession. So what is your Corona Confession during this time?
Oh, man. I wish I had a doozy. I'm trying to work out every day and not watch too much garbage on TV. But I guess I would say that, I share a house with my cousin and her husband, and they just had a baby boy a week and a half ago. So that's kind of been a nice little positive in all of this. Yeah. So I have a new little cousin slash roommate. His name is Callum, and all he does is eat and poop and sleep. But it's.
But you're finally like, I'm not the only one.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I'm out of diapers now, though. That's really the only difference.
Yeah. No. And so the that would be Amazon is delayed. It's hard. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd probably be the coolest thing.
Yeah. That's not really a confession.
A confession. Oh man. Okay. Yeah. Geez. Corona confession. Damn it.
Like, you've had to have done something you don't normally do. Like, how much junk are you eating? Or have you put on pants in the last 4 weeks at all?
I wear pants every day. When Adam and Jolene were in the hospital with the baby, it was snowing quite a bit too, and I didn't really want to go up to the grocery store, and I needed some groceries. So I ordered more Wendy's at Skip the Dishes than one person would really need. And because I was by myself, when the Skip the Dishes delivery guy got there, opened up the door, and I yelled, "Dinner's here," pretending that there was other people here so he wouldn't judge me for having like two big bacon classics, a large Frosty, and I don't remember what all was in there, but
that is a confession.
I wouldn't mind if people saw like my internet browser history. It would be my Skip the Dishes delivery history. That's probably the most shameful thing I have in my life.
All right. Yeah. Well, now that you've got that off your chest, we all feel better and appreciate you taking time to connect with us today on the show. And if people want to come check out some of the stuff you're doing, where should they do that?
Well, ificam.ca is my website. And all my social media is If I Can, Chris Cook, a variation of that. Cook spelled K-O-C-H, Koch. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and good luck. We will check in with you.
Yeah, we'll both continue to be tools.
Yes, keep being the best tool in the toolbox, my friend.
There you go.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jody.